From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. UN senior officials report Russia is willing to discuss the lengthening of its three-hour daily suspensions of military action in the besieged Syrian city of Aleppo. Lisa Schlein reports.
UN Special Envoy for Syria, Stephane de Mistura, says the United Nations was not consulted by Russia about its decision.
But we have noted today from the Russian Federation availability and willingness to discuss as soon as possible with the UN how to improve what has been, in our opinion, an initial idea.
De Mistura says a three-hour pause in military action is not enough time to carry out a difficult humanitarian mission into battle-scarred Aleppo. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
A rebel spokesman told Reuters there was an escalation of action by Russian warplanes in Aleppo and that government forces had tried to advance on the city. Russia's UN envoy said Thursday the issue of Crimea's annexation, in his words, will never be revisited. Vitaly Churkin spoke to reporters at the United Nations. The UN Security Council met at Ukraine's request Thursday in a closed-door session to discuss the tensions over Crimea. Russia has accused Ukraine of plotting attacks on the peninsula. Ukraine's envoy, Volodymyr Yelchenko, dismissed the accusations and invited Russia to present evidence backing them. American Michael Phelps will try to earn his 22nd Olympic gold medal Thursday night. He will be competing in the 200-meter individual medley. Katie Ledecky of Team USA will also be in action in the qualifying round for the 800-meter freestyle. This is VOA News. Turkey carried out airstrikes against Kurdish rebels in northern Iraq Thursday. State-run media said the airstrikes killed a number of militants in the Sinat Haftanin region. Authorities raided a pro-Kurdish political office in Istanbul after bombings blamed on the rebels hit southeastern Turkey. Police detained 17 suspected militants. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton has laid out her economic plans. She says her proposals would help a vast swath of U.S. workers, while Republican Donald Trump is offering tax cuts, which she says is mostly for the nation's wealthiest people.
He would give trillions in tax cuts to big corporations, millionaires, and Wall Street money managers. That would explode our national debt and eventually lead to massive cuts in priorities like education, health care, and environmental protection.
Clinton spoke Thursday at an automotive and defense industry manufacturing plant in the Midwestern city of Warren, Michigan. Ahead of her speech, Trump told CNBC that the United States should add to its $19 trillion long-term debt to strengthen its military and rebuild infrastructure. Trump escalated his criticism of President Barack Obama's policies in Iraq and Syria, calling Mr. Obama the founder of the Islamic State terrorist group. Trump then said the co-founder of the Islamic State was his Democratic opponent, whom he referred to as Crooked Hillary Clinton.
Our government isn't giving us good protection. Our government has unleashed ISIS. I call President Obama and Hillary Clinton the founders of ISIS. They're the founders.
Trump spoke in Miami Beach, Florida, before the National Association of Home Builders. Afghan security forces are making efforts to secure the safe release of the crew of a Pakistani helicopter that crashed inside Afghanistan last week. A Pakistani foreign ministry spokesman says Afghanistan has informed his government that the crew members are safe. He said Afghan officials are making efforts through the elders in the area for the recovery of all the crew members. Human rights activists have joined a protest by some members of Pakistan's Hindu community against the alleged forced conversions of Hindu girls to Islam. The call came Thursday, officially observed as National Minorities Day in Pakistan. The U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration said Thursday that marijuana will remain on its list of dangerous drugs. The agency says pot has no medical benefits. Former governors of California and Rhode Island had requested that the DEA review its classification of the drug, which has been legalized in some form in 25 states and the District of Columbia. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.